produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
When the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home far across the.
Thank you for tuning in to the Anchored Ruby. My name is Crystal Swass. I am a master practitioner in neurolinguistics programming, master life and success coach, the author of The Truth About Lemonade, and your host, teaching you how to break through bondage in truth and how to be anchored in purpose, promise, and prosperity. On today's episode, I want to talk about what makes a queen a queen. We live in this society where women are walking around placing imaginary crowns on their head, calling themselves queen. There's different quotes that talk about straightening your crown. And women believe that they are queens because they are independent women, because they are strong, because they are feminist, or because they work hard and make a lot of money and drive fancy cars and have fancy shoes and expensive purses. But what actually makes a queen is her character and the posture of her heart. Now, if we dive deep into the Bible and we look at some of the queens in the Bible, there are a few queens in the Bible that represent what the Lord says a queen actually is and what the world believes that a queen is. Now, Jezebel was a queen, but she was one of the nastiest and most evil queens in the Bible. In fact, she was one that would murder the prophets of God because they went against the things that she wanted. And if you look at the book of Esther, Queen Vashti was nothing but a spoiled princess throwing a tantrum. Now, there's perspectives in each one of these stories, right? But in the book of Esther, when Esther was crowned queen, she had a very different heart posture than Vashti. Now, let's back up a little bit and let's talk about Queen Vashti. Now, Queen Vashti was queen. And in the story, the king was having a banquet. He was drinking with his buddies, right? And his buddies wanted him to show off his queen to the men in the kingdom. Now, a queen was supposed to be submissive to her king husband, and whatever he asked, she was to do. But in this scenario, when the king called forth his queen, Queen Vashti, to be pranced around for the men of the kingdom, she said no. She put her foot down. She was very strong and independent in who she was. She was the most beautiful woman in all the land, and this is what made her queen, right? Physically, on the outside. But on the inside, she was anything but, because she was not submissive to her husband the way biblically we are called to be. And because she went against her husband's wishes, the king's wishes, he had her banished from the kingdom. She lost her spot as queen in the kingdom. And so goes on the story that the king almost does like a model call and looking for another queen. And this is where Esther enters into the story. Now, the difference between Esther and Vashti, though Esther was physically beautiful in the same way that Vashti was, what made her a thing of beauty and virtue was her posture in her heart. She was a woman of grace. She was a woman of gentleness. She was submissive in every way. And if you read the story, she waited on her king to be chosen as queen. She didn't throw tantrums. A queen takes her request straight to the King of Kings. Queen Esther was a woman of God, and she knew her place in the kingdom, not only in her earthly kingdom, but in the kingdom of God. And so when she had a request, she went straight to the Father, right? I heard this quote that said, "The strength of a praying woman is unfathomable. Her beauty is undeniable, and her spirit is uncrushable." And I love that so much because there's so much to be said about a woman who takes her requests to the feet of Jesus. Whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, or whether you're a married woman, one of the things that I want to emphasize in today's episode is the importance of taking every single one of your grievances and requests, not to your husband, not to your boyfriend or the person you're in a relationship with. Because as women, we want to communicate, right? We want to over communicate. We want to talk it through. We want you to know what our problem is in that moment with you. But the Lord wants us to take our grievances, the things that are weighing heavy on us. Jesus says, "Come to me, all those who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." As women in a marriage, I was married for 7 years. I've been in my share of relationships, and I've been in a season of reflection where I'm realizing that I was taking my requests to the wrong person. I was taking my grievances to my spouse or to my boyfriend in the relationship that I was in. And what I didn't realize was those requests were being received as complaints. And the men in my life in those relationships were taking it as failures. And so here I was trying to communicate the things that were weighing heavy on me, or the things that I felt like needed to be changed, or my needs that were not being met. And they were internalizing it as failures in the relationship. They were internalizing it as things that they could never, standards that they could never meet, right? It's often said that we have disappointments because of our high expectations. And so looking at my relationships from an outside point of view, from a disassociated point of view, it would seem that I had very high expectations. And the world says, as a queen, right, we should have these high expectations. You know, get right or get left. And, you know, you better treat me one way or I'm going the other way, or whatever these quotes say, right? You better meet my standards, my high expectations. But the truth is, when we have high expectations, we end up disappointed. And that's true in any situation. I also saw another quote that said, if you want a good relationship, don't have high expectations. Have intentions, actions, and habits. And the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. That love is patient. Love is kind. It does not get easily angered. It does not get jealous. It does not keep record of wrong, right? And how many times in our relationships are we getting angry? We're getting offended. We're jealous. We're unkind. We're keeping record of all the things that are wrong with our spouse or with our partner as women, and placing ourselves on a pedestal rather than falling at the feet of Jesus, right? I think that our pride and our ego, which actually stems and is rooted all the way back to Adam and Eve as women, causes the fallout of relationships. And what I've realized, and I could be wrong, But I have come to realize in my life that, and this is for women, please hear me. We are powerful. The Lord has made us powerful in our own way. We have strength in our own way as women, right? But God created women from the rib of Adam. And if you think about what ribs do, they are created to protect the heart and the lungs and the organs of the human body. And so if we are created to be a rib, we are created to protect the breath in our husbands. We are created to protect their tender hearts, not break their hearts, not make it so they can't breathe and suffocate them, right? And since the beginning of time, since the creation of women, our pride and our ego, placing ourselves on a pedestal, placing ourselves above a man, have caused the fallout of so many relationships because we come into it thinking that we know what is right. I was coming home from a trip, and I was with a married couple, and we were looking for the car. We had parked the car in the parking garage, and the husband knew where the car was. I mean, the wife knew where the car was too. I was just following along. I had no idea where the car was, to be honest, and wherever the wind takes me is where I go. So, and the husband was looking for the car, and he's like, I know where it is. And we kept going in circles. Now, the wife wasn't feeling well, and she just wanted to get to the car. And they were both getting very frustrated. And the wife kept saying, let's just go ask for directions, and let's go back to where we started. And he's like, no, I will explain later. You could see that he felt like he was being suffocated and backed in a corner. And we do this as women, right? Sometimes the Lord gives us eyes to see things that maybe the men in our lives don't see right away. But the one thing that was highlighted to me by the Holy Spirit was when this man said, will you just trust me for a minute? I will show you where the car is. Just trust me. And so let me lead is basically what he was saying. And so when we are in a marriage as women, like we just want to take control, right? That's our pride and our ego. We place ourselves on this imaginary pedestal because the Lord has given us the gift to be a helper. God created Eve to be Adam's helper, but sometimes we have to let them lead. And so here's the thing. Did it ever occur to you how precious a woman is to God, right? He created woman to be a companion and a helpmate to man. That's Genesis 2:22. Out of Adam's rib was Eve created. He allowed all of creation to be birthed by a woman. The Savior of the world, Jesus, came to earth through a woman. When Jesus rose from the grave, the first to encounter the empty tomb and encounter the angel to speak of this miracle were women. It was a group of women. Women are highly esteemed in the kingdom of God. Imagine if God thinks that highly of a woman, how powerful she is and how powerful her prayers must be. There's this funny meme on social media that says how God turned a rib into a loudspeaker is still a miracle to me, right? Because we as women think that our mouths and the words that we speak make us powerful, but no, it's our prayers in the quiet place that make us powerful. God has a special place in his heart for his daughters. You are the jewel in God's crown. But what you need to understand is there is power in a praying woman that can shake mountains and bring demons to their knees, not because of the words you speak or in your own strength, but because as a woman of God, you find your strength in the Almighty God. Being a queen doesn't mean being self-righteous and putting yourself on this pedestal on your own. That is a worldly idea. Being a powerful woman is not about being a feminist. It is not about demeaning the masculinity of a man. Being a powerful woman comes in quiet and submission. I recently found out that in chess, the queen is actually the most powerful piece on the board. While the king is the most important, right? However, the queen can be sacrificed in order to save the king. A woman of virtue will sacrifice her very heart at the altar of God to save her king, because she knows that her prayers reach the heavens and ring for eternity. Your prayers do not stop after you stop speaking them. They ring on for all of eternity. They have a ripple effect, and they are heard by the very ears of God. So when you are praying in the quiet place for your husband, for that man that you are in love with, right, in a relationship, for your children, for your friends, for your coworkers, for your parents, the Lord hears those prayers, and they ring for eternity, and they are answered. I have been praying for a very long time that the Lord would make me a woman of virtue. A woman of God loves differently. She does not need to announce herself in every room. She does not need to be promiscuous or dress in a provocative way. She moves differently. She speaks differently. And she understands the power in sacrificial love and in her silence. Your power as a woman of God, as a queen, does not come in how much nagging you do. It does not come in your complaints. It does not come with vocalizing every little thing that the man in your life is doing wrong. They're not going to change because you are nagging them. In fact, the Bible says that a man would rather sit on the corner of a roof than be under the roof with a contentious woman. No. I have actually learned more about marriage during my years of divorce than I actually did in marriage, which is kind of crazy to me. The one verse in the Bible that the Lord had really pressed on me, which is convicting, was that a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish one tears it down with her own hands and her own words. As women, we come in wanting control, and a lot of this is trauma-based, right? When you learn to be submissive, you learn to be patient, you learn to be kind, you learn to be gentle, you learn how to be still and quiet. That comes from a place of faith. When you learn to have your pride completely crushed, you know, to the very foundation of who you are, and you are stripped bare of that, and your hardened heart is softened, you understand the power that you hold in quiet. You understand that you don't need to come in stomping, throwing a tantrum. There's a difference between a princess and a queen. A princess will throw a tantrum to get her own way. A queen moves in grace and virtue and gentleness and silence. A woman of God loves differently. She moves differently. She speaks differently. She understands the power in sacrificial love. When we go into relationships, society says that we should love when we receive the love. And when we stop receiving the love, we stop giving the love. But the Bible says that we are to love regardless. And this is actually very challenging, because sometimes we love people, but because of their wounds that they have, they throw walls up, they reject us, they abandon us, they hurt us, right? And it's never about us. It's always about what's going on in their heart, where their heart is postured. But that does not mean that we withhold love from them. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is sacrificial, and a woman of God knows that. When you are a woman of God, you get your cup filled from the God of heaven, from the King of Kings, from Jesus himself. And you do not expect to be filled by a broken man. You are called as a wife to be a helpmate. And sometimes that means not receiving the things that you need from that man because you know to get that from God. A woman of God will fight for you when you cannot fight on your own. And I don't mean in the physical realm. I mean, she will fight in the spiritual realm. The Bible says that our battle is not in the physical realm. It's in the spiritual realm, right? She understands that battles win wars, and battles are won in the secret place. The secret place is that place of prayer, that place as a queen, you go into hiding with the Lord. Queen Esther was actually put away in a room for months. And before she was even received by the king, she was sent away for a year to be preserved and cleansed and cleaned, right? And I had spoken about that in a previous episode. As a woman of God, we know to go in prayer to the Lord. I'm telling you, you can move mountains in your relationships. And here's the thing. God is so multifaceted that when you go to him to pray for your husband or to pray for your boyfriend, or to pray for anybody, you think you're going in there for that person only. But God is actually changing the posture of your heart also. It takes a lot of humility to go before the Lord and pray for somebody else. But it takes even more humility to receive the gentle correction in you. Because believe it or not, you could go to the Lord and pray your grievances. Let's say you're married, right? And you're going and you're complaining. And I have had this actually happen to me where I'm complaining about the person I'm in a relationship with. And the Lord actually opens my eyes and reveals to me the wounds within me or the posture of my heart that needs to be changed. And it's actually very crazy because when the Lord changes you, he may not change the situation. He may not change your spouse. But everything changes. There is power in the silence of a woman. You can change the entire atmosphere of your home just by taking your grievances to the Lord and being quiet. A queen will love you from afar and receive you every single time with grace. Some women believe that they, when a man comes back into their life, that they have to be hard, right? Receive people with grace. The prodigal son was received with grace. A woman, a queen, receives you, you know, with grace because she has taken her heartache to her father. She was created to be the rib of a man to protect his heart and not take his breath away. As a woman of God, as a queen, your strength comes in the form of gentleness and grace. It does not come from what the world tells you, from being a feminist, from being independent. Extreme independence as a woman actually is a reflection of unhealed trauma and wounds. Keep that in mind. A queen takes her request straight to the king. And there is a mighty difference between a princess and a queen. The world says that a queen is very hard and nasty and independent, but that is not at all what the Lord calls a queen. And here's the thing. In Proverbs 31:30, it says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Where is your heart postured? Are you placing yourself as a queen on a pedestal? Or are you placing yourself at the feet of Jesus? Take your requests to him and watch how God not only transforms your relationships, but how he starts to transform the posture of your heart and create in you the image of what a virtuous woman looks like and actually crowns you as a queen. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't given your life to Christ or you're looking to find that peace, feel free to find me on Facebook at Crystal Swass or on Instagram at Crystal Swass.
If you're wanting more information about my coaching programs or how to break through to your breakthrough, you can find me at www.crystalsloss.com. A special thank you to River of Heaven Radio Network for allowing us to have this show to speak truth to the nations and help you remember that you were created with purpose, on purpose, and for.
I can feel it in my bones.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.